It's April 1st, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, and I'm here once again with John Biggs for your daily news roundup. Just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. And now, the news.
Up and down we go. Where she stops, nobody knows. While many analysts are predicting a Bitcoin bull run, the options market sees a very low probability of the cryptocurrency hitting a new record high by December. Bitcoin is currently trading around $6,450, down over 200% from the record high of $20,000 set in December 2017. The options market shows just a 4% chance of Bitcoin crossing above the 20K mark before year's end, according to data provided by the crypto derivatives analytics firm Skew. In fact, the odds of prices moving into five digits by the end of December are also quite low. Probability of Bitcoin ending the year above 10K is 16%, while the odds of prices challenging the June 2019 high of 13,000 by December are 8 to 10%, the data shows. Probabilities are calculated with the help of the Black-Scholes formula, which is based on key metrics including call options prices, strike prices, price of the underlying asset, and the risk-free interest rate on investments such as U.S. Treasuries and the option's time of maturity. While this does not take into account the upcoming Bitcoin halving, it is some food for thought for the bulls as we move forward into another month of quarantine. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,242, while Ether is trading at $131, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
Talk about frozen assets. An icy mountain in Norway's Svalbard is an unlikely safe haven for cryptocurrency code, if not a storehouse of modern-day civilization. But it's here, 250 meters underground in a coal mine, that GitHub has chosen to store reams of open source code. That includes Bitcoin Core, by far the most popular code implementation of Bitcoin's underlying infrastructure, and one of the most used repositories on GitHub today. As part of an archiving program for safeguarding an important part of technological history, a snapshot of the code will be copied onto film reels and stored in a steel container, all done in an effort to keep data alive for the next 1,000 years. The team is currently getting the data ready, and the official deposit into the mountain is planned for late April, a GitHub spokesperson told CoinDesk recently.
In economic news, it seems that remote work could save us all. With offices across the country closed and people stuck in their homes, many professional workers have accomplished the not seamless but ultimately successful transition to online workplaces. The output is helping to protect the U.S. government tax revenue from a total collapse at a time when expenses are expanding. The rapid shift means a significant portion of the economy, roughly half at least based on CoinDesk analysis, might be able to continue unabated even if many households remain under voluntary or mandatory lockdowns for at least 6 more weeks, as Microsoft founder turned philanthropist Bill Gates has suggested might be needed. Using these technologies is likely to get smoother with practice, of course. In the meantime, many office workers turned home workers will eventually gain confidence they are still doing their jobs so they can continue to receive their paychecks. It is amazing how we as a country seem to have really stepped up and have been able to do our jobs for the most part under these extreme conditions. There's a pretty significant chunk of people who before the coronavirus worked at their desks at an office. Now it's just transplanted to working at home. End quote.
But with remote work comes the need for connectivity, and one crypto startup is using blockchain to supply it. To keep people connected so they can keep their jobs and even access telemedicine, cryptocurrency project Althea is powering internet connections in a novel way. It uses cryptocurrency as a payment method for internet connections created by community-powered mesh networks. The network device accepts payments in Ether or DAI, with the company considering adding additional cryptocurrencies in the future. Althea co-founder Deborah Simpier said, quote, "Many people don't have proper internet infrastructure, and we can rise to fill that need," end quote. Right now, Althea is building a broadband network in Washington, already with some success in delivering internet to people in rural areas who need it during this uncertain time. The Althea mesh network is often less expensive and generally just less of a hassle than setting up a full-blown radio tower, said the company. Simpier said, quote, "The economics of centrally held infrastructure require thousands of dollars of upfront costs and a long-term return on investment. With decentralization, many different people can contribute capital expenses to building and growing the network and benefit from the revenue generated," end quote.
And finally, a bit of security news. Marriott has confirmed a second data breach in 3 years, this time leaking the personal information of an estimated 5.2 million guests. Marriott said it discovered the breach in late February at an unspecified property system at a franchise hotel. The hackers obtained the login details of 2 employees, a hotel statement said, and broke in mid-January. Marriott warned that the names, addresses, and phone numbers, loyalty member data, dates of birth, and other travel information were taken in the breach. This isn't the first time Marriott has leaked data. Hackers attacked Starwood, a subsidiary of Marriott, in 2018, exposing their personal data and guest records on 383 million guests. The data included 5 million unencrypted passport numbers and 8 million credit card numbers. And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Thursday. To share your thoughts about the show, send us an email at podcast@coindesk.com. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.